Hello, hello, and welcome to day 7 of our month of meditation. Oh my gosh, so I can't believe that we've been doing this for about a week already. That is insane to me. If you've been following along, I would love to know how this is going for you. Which one is your fave? Please, oh please let me know. I know we're already a week in. Oh my god. Okay, sorry. One of my cats is bumping the microphone. But anyway, I would love to know which one is your fave, how these are going for you, what's shifted for you. Just talk to me. I cannot wait to hear how this has been going. Okay, so this one is piggybacking off of yesterday's, if you are doing them in order. Now, you definitely don't have to do these in order, especially if you're, you know, listening on down the line. They are meant to be standalone. However, yesterday's was about shame or detoxing shame. And so, at least for me, when I am, addressing my shame, I like need the reminder that I'm worthy. So I'm really excited to share this meditation with you today. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Go ahead and find a comfortable seat. And whenever you get settled, close your eyes. And just arrive to the room. We're not changing anything with our breathing just yet. We're still just settling in. Feel free to shuffle if you need to. And when you finally do get settled, just take note of how you're feeling. How's your mind? How's your body? How's your heart? And just simply take stock. Great. Now let's take one big inhale, biggest inhale you've taken all day. Hold. And sigh it out. Good. Now let your breath return to its natural rhythm. And as your breath returns to its natural rhythm, you see a beautiful path laid out before you. And perhaps that path is made of golden brick, or maybe it's a sparkly, glittery runway. However you envision it is absolutely perfect. And this is your path in your journey. And just go ahead and take your first step onto your path. And as you keep walking, you recognize that it feels familiar to you. And as you keep walking and walking along this path, you see a beautiful, elaborate throne in front of you. And as you walk closer to this throne, you see that it has your name on it. This is your throne of worthiness. Go ahead and take a seat on your throne of worthiness. And as you sit, you see the most beautiful scenery before you. Go ahead and take a few moments to just breathe that in. You are perfectly safe and protected here. And as you breathe, you feel your worthiness start to grow. You feel your worthiness start to amplify inside you. And as you breathe, you remember and feel in your body that there is nothing that you have to do or be or have in order to sit here at your throne of worthiness. For this throne was already made for you at birth. It is inherent. There is no person can take away your worthiness. And from your throne of worthiness, where there's nothing that you need to do or be or have, what do you want? And allow space for your soul to speak. From your throne of worthiness, what do you no longer tolerate? And from your throne of worthiness, what opportunities do you ask for? And finally, what action would you take that truly reflects and embodies your worthiness? And notice, I didn't say, what action would you take to become worthy, because that's not real, that's not a thing. But what action would you take if you were to embody your worthiness? Maybe it's asking for a day off to rest, or maybe it's asking for a raise. Whatever that is for you, let the answer just come to you now. Now let's take one more deep breath in together. Soaking up all this worthiness so you can carry it with you throughout your day. And whenever you're ready, wiggle your fingers and toes. And slowly open your eyes and come back to the room. Hello and welcome back. Oh my gosh, I loved that meditation so much. Maybe you noticed that your posture is a little taller or your chin is a little higher, but just notice the subtle differences in how you even carry yourself throughout your day, especially if you're doing this in the morning. But I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know if you did. You can tag me on Instagram at Imani Nicole. That's where I hang out the most. And I will see you tomorrow for our next meditation. Bye, bae.